Monday, can't trust that day is what the mamas and papas said once.
Yes, they did. Their only number one hit.
Yeah, yes, hard to believe. I love mamas and papas.
Well, Creedence Clearwater Revival never had a number one hit.
Yeah, that's even harder to believe. As many as they had.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, as many hits.
How was your weekend?
Not bad. I did not eat a payday, just to let you know. You challenged me to do that.
Well, you know what? I didn't eat a Milky Way.
Well, good. We were both good over the weekend.
Okay. So our doctors would be pleased.
Yeah, true. Absolutely. What's on your mind today? You got an interesting question?
Well, I hope so.
From the last 80 years?
The final frontier.
Okay. It has nothing to do with space again? Is it another space question?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I'm
as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Folks, here we go. What was the name of the first space shuttle to be launched?
The first space shuttle to be launched.
What was the name of the first space shuttle that the United States launched?
That's going to require a little thought.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Cogger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Freddie, you want to know the first space launch, first manned space launch? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the first space shuttle.
Space shuttle?
Yeah, to be launched. What was the name of the space shuttle ship?
I don't know.
Let me give you a hint?
Yeah.
Starts with a C.
Challenger?
That's not that one. Challenger, that was not a good moment.
That's just a name that comes to mind. Starts with a C.
We have a state capital by this name.
Columbia! Okay. All right.
It was launched April the 12th, 1981, from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
So you give me hints, I can figure it out.
Four-time veteran astronaut John Young commanded the mission. Navy test pilot Bob Crippen piloted the mission and went on to command three future shuttle missions.
Okay.
All passed of the space transportation system.
Uh-huh.
And the launch date was exactly 20 years after Yuri Gagarin of the Soviet Union became the first human to orbit the Earth in his Vostok 1 spacecraft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it. His flight, Gagarin, lasted 108 minutes, and now we got guys who are spending an entire year in the space station.
That's kind of... Can you imagine doing that?
It's one thing if you're single.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if, you know, if you have wife, family.
Yeah.
To be away that long.
There's no way I would want to. You know, but I mean, it would be groundbreaking and everything else, but I mean, this, and you're up there and you're isolated and.
Yeah. Ground control to Major Tom.
Rocket.
Yeah.
Rocket Mortgage. It's what they're running a lot of commercials.
I think a HAL, too, in 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. Hats off to the incredible achievements to do that kind of thing and for those men and women to leave Earth, put themselves at the hand of all this technology and do what they do.
And all those people who trained at the Morehead Planetarium right here in Chapel
Hill. From 1960 to 1975, 43 astronauts who were trained in celestial navigation right here at the Morehead Planetarium.
And by the way, a lot of people don't even know anything about the Morehead Planetarium.
Folks, if you don't go over there and take advantage, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It is a world-class facility.
Yes, it is.
Go see it.